Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Of course, the big announcement we made yesterday on the show, Salt is actually leaving. Friday's his last day, heading off to co-host a new show down in Hartford. Also have some funny audio, the last day of school for my son and all of his friends. And we have a brand new War of the Roses. All right, joining us now for War of the Roses is Jessie. She's got some problems going on with Rich. Good morning, Jessie.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I have kind of a dilemma. I got a call from one of my friends saying she thought she saw my husband with another woman, but she thought. She wasn't totally sure.
Okay.
And that's infuriating because it's like, send me a picture. Like, I need confirmation of this. She was at a wedding of a friend of hers, and she said she swore she saw him there with another woman. So the day of the wedding, my husband said he was going out with his guy friends, and I just stayed home with the kids, and it was like, no big deal. I was asleep when he got home, so I don't know what he was wearing or anything. Like, I'm not sure if he was wearing a suit instead of jeans or anything particular. Mm-hmm. And, my friend said she and her husband were walking into the reception, and she swore she saw my husband with another woman. But when she went to go find her husband so she could show him, when they came back, they weren't there anymore.
Was it open bar at the wedding? Because that would greatly increase the chance of mistaken identity. There's a lot of people doing the Macarena.
She said she just walked in, though.
I
hadn't hit the alcohol quite yet.
I wouldn't think.
All right, so you
I mean, she said it was just right when she, you know, when they started the reception,
right.
She's sure she saw him, but that she wanted to have her husband confirm that.
Right.
And I don't really know who the hell he'd be there with, so I don't know if it was him. Can you help me
figure
this out?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll get him on the line. Kennedy's going to offer him up a dozen long-stem red roses, pretending to work for his cell phone company. Shelley, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. And Jesse, I just ask you, when this is all unfolding, be very, very quiet, okay? So we can kind of figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Rich?
Yeah, this is Rich.
Hi, Rich. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Doing all right.
Good. I just want to preface this by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Wait, really?
Yep.
Roses?
Yep.
It's just completely free?
It is.
Yeah, all right, awesome. So what do I got to do?
Okay, well, we're just going to start with a card, so if you can just give me the name of the person you want to send them to.
Yeah, can you send them to Meredith?
Of course, and what would you like the card to say to Meredith?
All right, have it say, I love being your plus one.
So it was you?
Huh? It was me? What do you mean?
Jesse, hang on a second. Always interrupting. Rich?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, something we call War of the Roses, and that is
okay.
Jesse on the line with us.
Oh.
Whoops.
Oh, that's all you can say. Oh?
Look, it's not what you think at all. I just forgot to RSVP to this work conference last week, and she got me in.
That's what you're going with. Okay, I'm going to give you one more shot to rephrase that bull statement.
Huh. Wait, what do you even mean?
Jenny and Brad were at the wedding, you they saw you. And what's her name? Meredith at the reception? Did you not think anyone would see you? I mean, how exactly did that go down in your thinking? I'd love to know. I literally cannot believe you. This is so embarrassing. Thank God I have friends who care about me clearly more than you ever did. Good luck getting out of this divorce with anything but the shirt on your back.
She gone.
Yeah, she's gone. Wow.
Work conference was the best you could come up with?
I can't believe this is happening. Such an idiot.
Run Meredith. That's the worst name.
Yeah,
no argument on your ADC, buddy.
Yeah, I think you got chicken or fish at the wedding. Sorry, I haven't eaten yet today. It's all I could think of.
I think he got served is what I think he got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you missed the big news yesterday, our dear friend Salt has been promoted within a company.
I bought a food truck.
You did?
Yep.
He's going to co-host a show down in Hartford. Salt and the Shrimp Shack sandwiches.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a good food truck for you.
It's going to be called the Shrimp Shack Shooter.
So his last day on our show is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When will you start your new show in Hartford? Do you have a date for that yet?
I think it's like 2023.
Oh, that's
like that. Yeah.
Just a little time to get it rolling.
They really want us to like hone in on it before we craft the message before we go on the air.
Craft the message? Yeah. Who are you?
We're going to curate the show.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't like it's kind of all up in the air when we're going to be on the air.
Well, it's just so exciting. I mean, I'm sad as can be, but it's so exciting. Yeah.
We're happy for you.
I'm going to go to the beach next week and just sit there.
We're proud of you. We're proud of you, Salt.
Well, thank you.
Here is Salt.
I'm proud of myself.
Should be.
Here is Salt, Kennedy.
Yeah. Which one are we doing?
A lullaby from Salt.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Go the blank to sleep. Annie Dow gave me... The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear. You'll go the blank to sleep. My wife, I'm not doing her justice. She's amazing when she reads this. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, like the creatures who crawl, run, and creep.
Yeah, they are.
I know you're not thirsty. That's BS. Stop lying. Lie the blank down, my darling, and sleep. Usually at this point, it's CP, you know. Yeah,
she listens.
That's miraculous. That's a hell of a way to insult the gang show.
Academy winning.
Right there.
I'm glad I proofread that before.
Me too.
I got us in a lot of trouble.
You're welcome for that book.
Yeah, that's a great book. We just got to the point yesterday where, like, I noticed the shift in CP. Before, there was like, you know, if the TV was on, she really wasn't ever paying attention to it. Now she's like, nope.
Oh, what is that thing?
So, like, that means that the words are also starting to, like, really sink in. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty sure, like, some swears are going to be coming out of her.
As long as she uses them properly.
Yep.
I have one more piece of audio, Kennedy.
What is it?
We all know how much people on this show or that listen to this show love the Friday free-for-all. This was the Friday free-for-all gender reveal, okay?
Wait, and you're not going to play the whole free-for-all, right?
Yes. All 10 minutes right now.
Good God.
Dan would never let that happen.
I'm just going to leave today.
So what happened was we let Salt come over and take control to start the Friday free-for-all. I made two of them. One that was all boy songs, one that was all girl songs.
He made them work for
it. Yeah, I did.
That's the best part of the whole story.
You make all of it.
I'm not going to tell you in advance. You got
to
make both.
Nope. Well, I wanted to be surprised. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Which button do I push over here? Oh, wait. Where are my pots here? It's either...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No way.
Is it?
The Friday free-for-all.
No! Oh, quick question. Sometimes I forget some stuff. Dan, could you answer this question for me? I forget things sometimes, you know, exactly how they happen. What was that sound we heard at the end of that?
I believe it was a...
Who or what made that sound? Was it a baby wheel that we had in the studio?
It was a baby wheel! Okay, that was the one Annabelle Dow of Quincy.
It's a baby whale, Salty, and her name's Annie Dow.
She pulled that all the way from her diaphragm.
I really did. I was not well that
day. I'm overstimulated.
I was that very emotional.
It was like a sick air horn sound.
I was unstable. Okay.
conch. Piggy has the conch.
News team, assemble.
Good pull, Dan. Good pull.
You're welcome.
That's one of my favorite moments of this show.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I want to play some audio for you, Kennedy, from the last day of school.
Oh, what
your
a
last
time
day?
To be alive.
He finally Holy finished. Smoke.
He finally graduated from high school.
Yay.
Way to go, buddy. Find that class ring.
Second grade is all done. So I go yesterday, as I do pretty much every day, to pick up my son. I am the playground mom every afternoon. Mm-hmm. And as I'm walking towards the school, this kid comes walking toward me, and he's just screaming, "Free! Free! 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 Free!" That many times. And he just walks past me, and you can hear it fading off into the distance.
Was he incarcerated?
Honestly.
And so I decide as I
Who
walk,
knew second grade was so hard?
I'm going to get me a steak and a good bed to sleep on tonight.
I think he might have been fifth grade, Kennedy. So as I walk onto the playground, I turned on my phone just to get some ambient sound,
sure.
Right, to hear,
like
because
you do.
Because I could, I go there every day, and mm-hmm. there was just something electric about,
well, like, it was the last day of school, of course.
You're right.
And
electric
could,
factory. Let's go. Kidding
it
me?
It was palpable. You could hear it.
We're going to go tour the State House today.
And so wait, I'm going to play this for you, and you're going to hear lots of things, and it's kind of hard, but you're going to hear kids just screaming summer. They're going to be happy.
Well, let it happen.
You're
going to
hear somebody crying, and then you're going to hear my son walk up. Take a listen, Kennedy.
Let's go.
Get me out of here, bro.
Now, at this point,
summer's starting.
Yeah, you can hear them all, summer.
Yeah.
Summer. And at this point, I go to walk by some friends of ours, and this little girl has her head buried in her mother's body, and she is in tears. She is heartbroken that it is the end
Did
of
Did she fail?
She's one of those smart kids.
No, she's wicked smart.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Happy last day.
Guess what?
What?
Did you hear that one?
She's moving to a different state?
No, one girl said to Barrett, "I'm moving to a different school." And Barrett said, "Well, I'm moving to a different grade."
Okay.
True.
Whatever.
So in your face. I'm moving to a different school. And Barrett said, "I'm moving to a different grade."
Hello, Brian.
Hey! I'm free.
What? What'd you say? What?
I'm free.
You're what?
I'm free.
Of what?
Did? Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Here, let me have all this.
I got a four.
What is this? Is this your report card?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you feeling?
Great.
Huh?
Great. Finally out. 188.
180 days of what?
School. Can we get to the park?
Yes.
He knew how many days he had been there. 180 days.
Was that written on the blackboard before they left? Probably.
Every time he went in, he put a check mark up like you do when you go to prison.
Did he use a knife in the wall?
Just
wizened carving, old Barrett.
Carving in the bottom of his desk and flipping over.
So you heard him say he got a 4 in handwriting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds terrible.
Out of what?
Out of 4.
Okay, I have
out
no
of 4?
Out of 4.
What so a strange number.
So their grades are 1s, 2s, 3s, and 4s, right?
This kid's a good handwriter. Barrett can count how many days he's been there.
So he got a 3 last time around, and he lost some privileges. He got in a lot of trouble, so he has been working very hard on his handwriting.
How dare he be an above-average student?
Well, he rushes, Kennedy, and when he rushes, it's sloppy. So we wanted him to take his time and get a 4. So he comes out, he's screaming, he's very happy, he gets a 4. We get to the house, I go to the bathroom, I come out of the bathroom, he's standing in with Lana, and he is bawling, crying.
Why?
And I'm like,
What just happened? It was like 2 minutes ago. He was, I'm free. Everything's
great.
Did
he read it wrong? Was it a three?
He read it wrong. He did not get a four. He got another three.
So did you take away all his summertime privileges?
No, Lana didn't.
Summer's canceled.
Lana didn't say anything. He was just so distraught that he got a three instead of a four after he worked so hard.
My goodness. It's hard to be nine.
It is.
Mm. Yeah. He doesn't know what that is yet. He's only eight. Wait till nine
right,
happens.
He's hard to be eight.
I'm sure Sarah will tell us all about it.
Sarah's got
I'm going to a different school.
Sarah's got a good life in front of her. She's super smart. She gets
Let
all
Let me tell you what happened today to your son on the playground.
I got a four. Neener, neener, neener.
In his face.
That's, yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We got a text message from the 781. Salt, I'll miss you. You were like a Snapple cap, giving us information we never knew we needed.
That is a fact. The so Saltopedia true. Wins.
And sometimes it's true. Much like Snapple. That's a fact.
So yesterday we shared the news that Salt got a promotion. He's going to co-host his own show down in Hartford. Tomorrow is his last day on the show. And, you know, we like to lift you up. We like to send you off in a happy place, Kennedy.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right.
Because that's what mornings are around here, happy.
So this was the time that Salt secretly got married. You remember that?
I do.
Hold up your hand.
You sneaky
son of a Sarah and I got married March 30th.
Are you kidding me? It's April 13th.
It's April 13th. We were waiting for people to notice because I've worn my ring every day because I'm married now.
And, I saw you wearing it, but to be honest with you, I just thought you were wearing it because you were wearing it. It didn't click that you know what I mean?
Like, no.
Yeah, he's just because that's Salt. Salt just does things when he wants to do them. You can't dictate tradition or anything to Salt. So if Salt just wants to start wearing his wedding ring, Salt just starts wearing his wedding ring.
Well, no, I wore my wedding ring because I made a promise to my wife that I would always be faithful.
Oh, my gosh.
Honor her. And
oh, now I'm crying.
Yeah. I'm never taking this bad boy off. So we went down to City Hall. Maureen Feeney down at City Hall. She presided over it. She's a justice of the peace down there. Was absolutely a wonderful ceremony. It was right before Easter weekend. And my sister and her two boys were in town.
That's why
Sarah's sister was in town. So right. We were only allowed to have a couple people in there. Mm-hmm. And it was on a Friday afternoon. We were almost late. It was raining and traffic was horrible.
That.
But we went in there, and it was a beautiful ceremony.
Right.
Then right afterwards, we went to Newbury Comics to buy the boys some toys because they were good in the ceremony. And then because we had so many people staying at my house, I slept on my couch on my wedding night.
Wow.
It was memorable.
I remember when I saw the ring. It was, what was it, opening day?
You and I were at opening day, and I had literally been telling you all day, you need to ring check, guys, Kennedy, because your head's on a swivel.
It was nothing but single guys there, guys there.
And Dan was down there with me. Dan and I were drinking, and Dan knew about it.
Because Salt's like going with his hand, and I just go, stop.
Every time you'd go get a beer, he'd go, watch this. I'm going to wave it right in front of her face.
Oh, well, I finally got it.
I sat next to him and could see his hand for, what, 3 weeks?
And never knew.
And never knew.
Oh, no, I had it up in pictures and Instagram.
I was everything. It was everything.
Like when we would, you know, we're recording, you know, things, promos after the show. We're sitting in the other room. I literally put my hand on the console next to Carson. Nothing.
So
Nothing.
Good. It was so good, hilarious.
From the 774, when I heard the teaser yesterday about Life-Changing Noon, my brain went to, is Salt's wife somehow pregnant again?
Twins.
Also from the 978, does Mad Marge know Salt is leaving?
I don't really call her often.
We
that
don't
was
have
always
her
what everybody else wanted to
she
know.
She calls us. So anyway, we're going to miss you, buddy. We're going to miss you. We're proud of you. We're excited for you.
Thank
we
you.
Know the new show is going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Christine sent me a tweet yesterday, your new co-host.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, I'm not rubbing it in your face or anything, but it was a picture of a pig squealing outside the window of a car holding
throne. It was the Geico pig outside the car going, wee!
I'm not rubbing it in your face or anything like that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.